certainly have come up, and it was a little bit unrealistic.
Well,
which way does the male sperm get in? It was never covered. As far as we enjoyed the Walter's report very much, we particularly agreed that the outward expression of affection between parents is highly commendable, but we did say that you have to recognize the fact that there are some people who are not as demonstrative as others, and that the important thing in a husband-wife relationship for their children is the consideration shown from one parent to the other, regardless of whether they can openly demonstrate their affection. And we highly recommended the point the Walsh has made, that children should be prepared for sexual feelings before they are passionately involved. In other words, to have them have the knowledge as pre-adolescents before they actually get into mixed company where they're experiencing the feelings. And in regard to the questions that appeared on the sheet, we too brought up the question of the single parent and his role in the sex education of his children. We had a divided group on this. Some felt that the single parent absolutely had to compensate for the fact that he was giving the instruction alone, as he had to compensate financially and everything else. He has to assume a double role. Others in the group felt that there definitely should be the help of a male or female relative, a priest or a clergyman, to, in a natural situation, not a forced situation, but to supplement anything that the single parent could do in the education of their children. And in general, we felt, the Walters in particular, with their large families, that with these bigger families, you should make the opportunity, whenever possible, to give each child a moment of being an only child. And that is really hard to come by in a bigger family, but even a minute a day with one child where he has you exclusively is terribly important and should be emphasized in sex instruction and in general relationships with your children. And then the last point that was brought out, they felt that this whole aspect of menopause had been passed over too lightly, that by the time children are teenagers, many of their parents are, the mothers are experiencing this, and that a sort of the full cycle of sexual experiences, it would help the children to develop understanding of their mother and their mother's reaction and their mother's emotions, and they felt it should be dealt with when we consider the high school sex problem.
Thank you very much. Judge Bender, before Judge gets up, I'd like to say that when I was taking educational psychology some years ago, the priest who was teaching it said that when he got to heaven, he wanted to ask God one question. I thought, oh, this is going to be beautiful. The question he wanted to ask God is, how come, he taught in a boys' high school also, how come, but just at a time when boys are entering puberty, the mothers are entering menopause. You know, I would just like to mention one thing in here about the single parent. One thing that we have been doing through our agency, one thing they can do is go to a social worker for counseling. We handle some clients who are trying to raise a family by themselves because of death or because of divorce or separation. And one client has received a great deal of help. She's a widow who had a very unhappy marriage and was very happy when her husband died. And it took her a long time, you know, to realize this is part of her problem. She had two children, a boy and a girl, and she really did a lot of damage to the boy. He had a severe masturbation problem, and when she discovered it, she had all the old archaic ideas. You know, she pounced on him, she punished him, and she really screamed and hollered and carried on. And we were able to help her by sending the boy. She thought, of course, he was completely unable to live in society, etc. We sent him for testing, and she got a lot of help through the psychologist to whom we referred the boy for testing. We also sent her to Dr. Vendetti, who works with us in these problems. And all three of us together have been working with the woman. She's really changed tremendously through the counseling process. This is one suggestion that we could give for single parents. Judge Vendetti.